We got a special episode today. It's the last episode of the year, and I have the host of Tasting NC and my wife, Jamie, to join me for this episode. Welcome to the NC Everything Podcast. I'm your host, Curtis, and this is a bi-weekly show where I talk about everything that has anything to do with North Carolina.
Except this week, it has nothing to do with North Carolina.
No, this week, we're covering our favorite Christmas movies for our Christmas episode. I'm going to cover my top 10, and Jamie's got her top 10, and I know for a fact that some of them overlap.
And I did try to find movies that had been filmed in North Carolina that were Christmas movies. And there were a few, but we haven't seen any of them. So maybe that's what we'll endeavor to do next year, is to watch the movies that were filmed in North Carolina for Christmas.
Yeah, and like I said, if you don't listen to Tasting NC, a show where we taste everything that has anything to do with North Carolina, you may have never met Jamie. I've been trying to get her on the NC Everything podcast for a long time, and I finally said the right words and got her here. So I'm not going to do a whole lot of advertising and self-promotion in this episode. We're going to jump right into it. How do you want to do it? You want to do your top 10 or your... I'm going to go from 10 to 1. I don't know if you want to go...
Is 10 to 1 like your least favorite most favorite?
Least to greatest. I don't know if that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
But we can go back and forth.
Because that's how I wrote it. I mean, it says 1 to 10, but okay, well, 1 was my least favorite.
I wrote mine in favorites. I'm going to go most to least. I'm going to go backwards.
So you're going to start with your least favorite, right?
Hold on. Thank you. Yes. Oh. That tastes weird.
Hey, come out of the tap.
I'm going to go, yeah, from least to greatest.
Okay.
And I'm more of a movie buff than Jamie. I feel like Jamie is a music person. She can name songs within 2 seconds of them playing. And I can talk about one movie for 5 hours. Whatever I say about my favorite movies, it may be a little more geeked out than what Jamie says.
Yeah, because I don't remember half of mine because I haven't seen them in a while.
But let's get right into it. What's your, I guess, number 10?
To Grandmother's House We Go, which is from 1992. And it's a Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen movie. I believe they were probably 5, maybe 4 in the movie. They run away from home and catch a ride to their grandma's house because they think that their mother needs a break from them. But I haven't seen it in probably 20 years, so that's all I remember.
Unfortunately, I have seen a few of those awful, awful movies.
Oh, Double Toil and Trouble?
I think I've seen How the West Was Won or something, but I've never seen To Grandmother's House We Go.
You should. It's a cute movie.
It sounds like a horror. I mean, it probably is horrible, but...
It's cute.
Well, speaking of horror, and by the way, my list, I'm a fan of your non-traditional Christmas movie. So, Miracle on 34th Street is not on there, but I do have a lot of shoot 'em up Christmas movies.
Well, I've never seen A Wonderful Life or White Christmas or Meet Me in St. Louis or any of those, so I guess we're in the same boat.
Well, my number 10 movie is Violent Night, featuring, well, it came out in 2022, and it's starring David Harbour from The Stranger Things. And
it also had John Leguizamo.
John Leguizamo, he's the antagonist in there. And it David Harbour, if you haven't seen it, David Harbour, he plays the actual Santa Claus, and it's actually kind of a cool story if you watch the movie. No spoilers, not the least on this one, but it turns out he used to be a Viking, and somehow he became Santa Claus and became immortal, and because he's a Viking, he kind of knows how to defend himself, and he ends up in a situation where he must do just that, and it's not a...
Kid movie.
It's not a well, my kid has seen it.
Yeah.
It's not a heartwarming movie, but it's a really good movie.
I wanted to see it, but I was busy in the kitchen or something, so yeah. I only watched bits and pieces. Jamie, but it looked good.
Jamie heard the movie playing more than she actually saw it. All right. What's
I got confused.
Yep. Number 9 for you.
I would say probably, and now that I wrote it out, I'm going to change mine a little bit. I'm going to say The Christmas Chronicles 2 that came out in 2020 with Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn.
Okay. Anything you want to say about it?
It's a good movie. It's kind of cute.
If you haven't seen Christmas Chronicles, they're good movies. I do prefer the first one. I think it's on my list.
Well, I was having trouble coming up with Christmas movies.
I was too. I don't know if it made my top 10. Speaking of that, Violent Night, it is in a 10 spot. But this isn't a situation where it was a horrible movie. It was really hard for me to pick my top 10.
I had trouble coming up with 10. I had to stretch it.
No, I got some honorable mentions. I exceeded 10.
I have a couple honorable mentions too. But
My number 9 is Elf from 2003. Jamie
can't stand Will Ferrell.
Yeah, she cannot stand Will Ferrell.
He's obnoxious.
I don't know. I'm borderline. I like Will Ferrell a lot. I love Will Ferrell. Y'all can judge me later. I thought Talladega Nights, though it has some funny.
Just sounded stupid.
It has some funny scenes, but overall, it was a really dumb movie.
I'm sorry if you like Talladega Nights and Will Ferrell.
I've seen a lot of Will Ferrell movies that make me laugh.
Like, he was good in the Lego Movie because he wasn't obnoxiously, like, I don't know.
Obnoxiously obnoxious?
Yes. I lost my, like, I couldn't even find a word.
I like Will Ferrell, and I really like the movie Elf. I don't know how tall Will Ferrell is, but he looks humongous.
He looks really tall.
So, watching him run around in this little miniskirt-looking elf suit and acting like a six-year-old is hilarious, and nobody understands what's going on, and it's funny. I think if you could get past Will Ferrell, you would like it.
I've seen it before.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
I thought you only seen bits and pieces.
No, I've seen the whole movie.
Oh, yeah.
I blocked it out. Because Zooey Deschanel is also obnoxious in that movie and aggravates me.
She's a little easy on the eyes in that movie.
But. Yeah, she is cute, but I mean, I'm not. She's kind of obnoxious, too.
What's your number 8?
I'm going to say Home Alone 2.
All right. Do you want to expound? I mean, I'm expounding, but you don't have to expound.
I'm not an expounder when it comes to movies. I'm going to check mine off so that and that came out in 1992.
Yep.
Curtis knows my opinion about certain people in that movie, but I'll leave it at that.
Home Alone 2, I liked. I don't remember.
How do you forget your kid twice?
Actually,
he missed the plane in that one, didn't he? It's been a really long time since I've seen it.
No, in the first one, he gets left behind.
Well, he gets left behind in the first
second
one.
He makes it to New York, and then he misses the layover plane.
Yeah. Which is easy to do, especially if you went to JFK, because that is a huge airport.
There is a third one which I have not seen.
I saw it, and it was horrible.
According to my kid, there's like a fourth and a fifth one, and I don't know. There's a few more.
I stopped watching after number 3.
Yeah, I told him there was 2, and that's all there is to say.
But it's a feel-good story. Yeah. I just don't see how you leave your kid twice.
What's funny is, like Jamie said, it's a ridiculous concept that she can leave her kid twice.
Well, I don't think it's necessarily ridiculous, especially if you have that many kids, but...
However, a lot of movies I love when I was a kid, they seem really dumb now. I still enjoy both Home Alone movies.
Yeah.
However, and I don't think Jamie's a fan... Joe Pesci and what's his
name? Daniel Stern.
Daniel Stern, they're great. I could watch
the Water Bandits, Water Something Bandits,
the Wet Bandits.
Yes,
I could watch 9 movies with Daniel Stern and Joe Pesci. In fact, I think Daniel Stern and Joe Pesci probably should have done the Fast and Furious movies, just 9 of them, 10 the of them, just riding around,
Joe Pesci
stealing shit.
My cousin Vinny. I really love My Cousin Vinny, like I didn't see it. When did it come out? Early 90s? Late 80s? I was like 10 when I saw it.
Not a Christmas movie.
No. But I do like it.
I don't know what month it's set in. It seems hot.
Daniel Stern, what else did he play in? Tarantula, Arachnophobia. No, that wasn't Arachnophobia.
He gets a spider on his face in Home Alone.
Oh, yeah. Then maybe that's what I was thinking. Jeff Daniels is Arachnophobia. I don't know. I'm not good with the actors.
He played in Bushwhacked, which is a really funny movie.
I didn't see that one.
Not a Christmas movie. He played in, he narrated Wonder Years, which I didn't know that for years.
I loved the Wonder Years.
I loved Wonder Years, too, and had no idea that Murph or Marv from Home Alone narrated it. He played, I guess, voiced the adult.
Kevin.
Kevin, yep. What were we on? Nine? You're nine? You did Home Alone.
I did. To Grandmother's House We Go. Then I done number nine, which was Christmas Chronicles. And then number eight was Home Alone.
All right. My number eight is called Klaus. It's an animated movie that came out in 2019. It's one of those movies. I actually think the trailer is just as entertaining as the entire movie. So look up the trailer for Klaus 2019. That's K-A-L-A-U-S. And in that one, it's a different take on the origin story of Santa. And it's all, it's not even like, trying to be anything serious, you know. But I don't know. It's just a nice movie. The artwork and the animation looks really, really nice. And I don't really know what else to say.
Never seen it.
It's got some funny scenes, but it's almost like an animated drama. It's supposed to be kind of touching and a little more serious. That heater barking at us.
Yeah, we have propane heat.
So that was my
eight.
Yep. So now we're on
seven. Was the first Christmas Chronicles for me.
And so the Christmas Chronicles, it's not a Christmas.
We can cut it off.
No, our heater makes noises. A lot of noises actually. And that's what you see, barely see back here.
We don't have a fireplace because our house is over 100 years old.
Yeah. So Christmas Chronicles, it's not an origin story, but Kurt Russell plays Santa Claus. These two kids, like most kids, are in love with Santa Claus, and they find a way to spend Christmas with him.
Well, their dad was killed. He was a fireman, and he was killed, and they were the oldest, which is a son, having some difficulties or something.
Yeah, so when Santa Claus lands on the roof, they jump in his sleigh.
They try to catch him or something.
Yeah, and
kind of have a Christmas mishap.
Yeah, hijinks ensue, I guess that's what they would say.
Yes. It's a cute kids movie.
Yeah, and the second one, it's not...
Well, it's an adults can enjoy it, too.
Yeah, and the second one, as she mentioned a little while ago, it's not... The plot's different, but it follows the same thing. Same characters.
Same kids.
Same Santa.
This time they have to save Christmas from a disgruntled elf.
Yeah, and Goldie Hawn plays Mrs. Claus. She pops up at the very end of the first one, but she has a bigger role in the second
one. And I'm not a big fan of Kurt Russell or Goldie Hawn, and I said that weird, but...
You did say it weird.
Goldie Hawn. But I always liked them in, what's that boat movie? Overboard.
Overboard, which I have not seen.
You've not seen Overboard?
I've seen a ton of... Drop something. I've seen a ton of Kurt Russell movies, but not that one.
I don't think I've seen Escape from New York. I've seen that one, but I...
Yeah.
Oh, the pirate. He played a pirate movie, didn't he? In a pirate movie?
I don't know.
I think he was a pirate in a movie, but I don't know. We're off track.
Yeah, let me see. Man, I'm getting confused here.
I wrote mine down.
I'm going to put a mark next to mine.
So we've done seven.
You're seven. So my number seven is Die Hard 2. And again, kind of like Violent Night, people would say
it's less of a Christmas movie than the first Die Hard.
People say the Die Hard, definitely Die Hard, but Die Hard 2 is not a Christmas movie. But my thing is, there's been a lot of debates.
It's Christmas music, Christmas songs.
There's been a lot of debates, like Pineapple on Pizza.
Pineapple does not belong on pizza.
Did Epstein kill himself? And is Die Hard a Christmas movie? And we'll get to Die Hard in a little bit. Die Hard 2. He says somewhere in the movie, I can't believe this happened two Christmases in a row. I mean, done. You know? And it's snowing. And you got a naked general and explosions and John Leguizamo. That's another, you know?
like John Leguizamo. I haven't liked him since he played Luigi.
Nothing says Christmas more like naked generals than John Leguizamo. So now we're on six.
My six was Die Hard 2.
Oh, that was my seven. So.
Yeah, well, I kind of like...
You go to Naked Generals and John Leguizamo again? Or?
No.
All right.
I like that Holly is stuck. Isn't she stuck behind that, beside the guy she punched in the first one?
Yeah, she's stuck on the plane.
I thought that was really good karma. Segment.
And, you know, I'm not going to try to spoil any of these movies, but if you hadn't seen Die Hard 2, you need to go correct that. It's not the best. Yeah.
It's my third pick in the franchise.
It's not the best one, but it's part of the story. You know, you can't see Star Wars episode, you know, 1, 5, and 7. You have to see all of them. I've
never seen any of them all the way through.
I don't even start you on Star Wars.
I'm not a space person. Or sci-fi.
It's a Western movie.
It's a space Western.
Anyway, my numbers. Wait, did you go to number 6 yet?
Yes, my 6 was Die Hard.
Okay, Die Hard 2. Mm-hmm. My number 6 is How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the Jim Carrey version. I think I like it better than the animated. The animated is nostalgic for me, but
I don't know that I've ever seen the animated.
I don't even know what year the animated came out, but this one with Jim Carrey came out in 2000.
Jamie's, we saw that in the theater.
Did we? Mm-hmm. Jamie's actually not a, I don't mean to speak for her, but she's not a huge Jim Carrey fan. But if you've never seen How the Grinch Stole Christmas, he doesn't Jim Carrey out too much in that movie. There's a few times where he reaches that Jim Carrey level, but and it's still funny. It's a great movie. But
I liked Liar Liar and Bruce Almighty. And
yeah. Jim Carrey's known for like making roles.
He's another obnoxious one.
He'll take something and run with it, but he don't run a whole lot with it in the Grinch. He sticks to the story pretty good. Now we're at 5.
Santa Claus the Movie, not to be confused with Tim Allen. Santa Claus the Movie starred Dudley Moore and John Lithgow.
And it came out in 1985.
85.
It's also my number 5, so those line up perfectly.
It's just nostalgic for me. I haven't seen it in several years, but yeah, grew up watching it. So.
If you were to find Santa Claus 1985 right now, and you've never seen it, and you started watching it, I think 10 minutes in, you're going to say, what the hell is this shit? But we grew up watching it. I didn't know Jamie grew up watching it.
Yeah, we had it on VHS.
But
I don't like John Lithgow, but...
it's... When you look at it,
gal, I don't know.
The cinematography looks really old.
1985.
You know, yeah, it didn't hold up well, especially John Lithgow. I don't know. The way people are nowadays, he's right there with them. But John Lithgow plays a greedy toy maker. And of course, that doesn't coincide with what Santa Claus is trying to do.
Well, Dudley Moore wants to prove that he's a good helper. And so he goes to see John Lithgow. I can only remember his character's name. And he's a greedy toy maker. And Dudley Moore wants to make the toys for free. He wants to figure out a way to mass produce more toys for Santa Claus.
And John Lithgow just wants to make more money. And again, it isn't one of those super heartwarming movies, but you know, it's kind of a dirty and grody movie. But
it's been years since I've seen it.
I don't know. A lot of stuff I like, not just Christmas movies. A lot of stuff I like because I grew up with it. It's not even good stuff. It's just I'm used to it.
Yeah.
So our number 5 is lined up. I know our number 4 is all lined up. What do you got?
Gremlins.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else to say.
Don't feed them after midnight. Don't get them wet.
I'm not a huge Gremlins fan. I have seen them.
It's more nostalgic for me. I've watched it as an adult.
That's another one I know I've heard debate on whether it's a Christmas movie or not.
They have Santa hats, and it takes place on Christmas Eve, doesn't it?
Yep.
It's been a while since I've seen it, but yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just nostalgic. Like, I can't even remember the little main gremlin's name.
Something's got me choking tonight.
What was the little gremlin's name?
Gidget?
Gizmo,
yeah.
Gidget was, not Tailspin, Chip and Dale, Rescue Rangers, wasn't it?
That was Gadget.
Gadget, okay. Gidget was a model, wasn't she?
I thought,
or a Barbie doll?
The woman that played Forrest Gump's mom. I'm a movie buff. What was her name?
Sally Field?
Sally Field. Didn't she play a character named Gidget?
Maybe.
Well, it's not Gadget. It's Gizmo. It's not Gidget.
We have gadgets and gizmos aplenty, according to Ariel.
My number 4 movie is... You know, debatably a Christmas movie too, but that's Batman Returns in 1992.
I've never seen it.
Jamie?
I don't like Batman. He is my least favorite. Although I grew up watching the cartoon Batman.
Jamie's not one of us, I assure you. I don't actually like Batman, the character, either, but
there's
love...
There's not been a good Batman.
Yes, there has.
No, there hasn't. Yeah. Michael Keaton is not...
Anyway,
I don't like Michael Keaton.
Jamie's trying to get kicked off the show. I do like Batman 1989. That one's not a Christmas movie, but Batman Returns, 1992, Michelle Pfeiffer, Ben DeVito,
I saw
Christopher Walken. Anyway, I'm not going to go down a Batman.
Was he walking in a winter wonderland in that one?
At some point. I'm not going to go down a Batman rabbit hole with a naysayer sitting next to me. So we'll move
on past that. I actually like the one with the Kiss from a Rose song.
That's Val Kilmer.
I don't like Val Kilmer, but I liked the movie. And I like the one...
That's Batman Forever.
Okay. Who was the other? George Clooney.
That's Batman and Robin.
I think I like that one. Which one was Alicia Silverstone in?
Batman and Robin.
Okay, I like that one because I like her.
She comes in as Batgirl with no explanation, and she just decides to help him out. And Alfred already—I
haven't liked any of the Batman.
Alfred already has a suit ready for her, even though
they need a real. You know, they need to pick a good actor to do Batman, and then maybe I would watch it.
Vince Vaughn.
Ugh, no. Why?
How about Vin Diesel?
How about John McClane?
They make Vin Diesel a Batman. They'll make 15 of those movies by the end of next year.
No. Well, I like the Fast movies, but it would still be a good movie without him.
Dark and Mysterious 9. Vin Diesel.
We went off a tangent.
Yeah. Anyway, Vin Diesel's not Christmas. I don't like Fast and Furious, by the way. I would rather...
I do, but I haven't seen any past the last one Paul Walker was in, I think. Maybe I've seen one after it. I think they're on... 10?
I'd rather cut my eyelids off with this paper than watch any of those Fast and Furious movies. Where are we at? Number 3.
Yes. You should be able to guess my top 3. You want to take a guess at my top 3 without looking?
I don't know.
And then I'll tell you if you got the order right. Well.
Star Wars, Talladega Nights.
You should write them down Batman. And then see if you got them right.
All right.
It's really the only 3 that we watch every year. Hint, hint. I'm sure you're going to know my number 1.
Yeah.
Which it's got to be in your top 3 because you haven't written it down yet.
I got 2.
You haven't mentioned it.
Yeah, I got 2 anyway.
Your top 3 have to be my top 3 then. My number 3 is Home Alone 1.
My number 3 is also Home Alone 1. So our top 3 may be exactly the same.
They may be.
Oh, yeah. Home Alone 1. I don't think I saw that in the theater. I think I watched it at my neighbor's house.
We didn't see very many movies in the theater.
No, we did a few. The first movie...
The first movie I ever saw in theater was The Rescuers.
The first movie I ever saw in...
The
first movie I ever remember seeing in theaters was Batman Returns, A Christmas Story.
Did you see it at Christmas?
I don't know when that movie came out.
I don't either.
If it came out at Christmas, because we went up there and it was an incredible line coming out of the movie theater.
I can't remember any other movies as a kid.
The first movie
I think we watched Sleeping Beauty.
The first movie me and Jamie saw together as a couple was Armageddon, 1998.
Yeah, and then we saw movies regularly.
Anyway, Home Alone. That's both of our number 3. What can I say? I mean, I already said
it's classic. How can you forget your kid? But
yeah.
However, I'll tell you a cool meme that I saw about Home Alone and my number 1.
What was that?
I'll tell you after I tell you my number 1.
Home Alone and your number 1. One thing that always, a couple of things that always was weird to me about Home Alone, this house is enormous, right? And they're taking a ton of people to France at Christmas. And I don't know, it never really says what either parent does.
I would say probably bankers or something being in Chicago.
So the whole mystery of this giant house, this crazy-ass holiday trip to France, outside of her leaving him behind.
It's not really that expensive. Well, I mean, okay.
But then when...
Take that back. It cost about $1,500 for 10 days in France when I went.
Then when the...
In the 90s, so...
When they come back and they realize Kevin's okay and he's taking care of everything, do you remember what the dad says?
No.
He says, huh, what a funny guy. Like, what is that line? You know, it's his son...
I know the brother screams Kevin when he realizes tarantula or something.
He tore his room up. Yeah. He said, what the hell did you do to my room? I don't know. It's not supposed to be a family chemistry, I guess. But the dad just, he's weird about the kids.
I guess it kind of.
I mean, well, the whole time.
Alludes to Wiley, little 9-year-old kids or whatever. I don't even
know. Well, they're in trance the whole time, and the mother's freaking out. And the dad's like, I'm sure he's okay. Let's go get some pie. I mean, he's like, I'm not going to say that, but he just seems like he couldn't give a shit.
You know? My kid goes out of my sight for a second in the store, and I'm like, where are you at?
What's your number two movie?
A Christmas Story, 1983.
That is my number two movie.
How can you not like A Christmas Story?
Yeah, I have never met anybody who doesn't at least know a little bit about.
I never saw it until I was an adult.
Really?
Really.
That
I remember.
And now you can go around and buy the leg lamp stuff.
I looked for a leg lamp tree topper, but I couldn't find one.
Yeah, we have a leg lamp thing hanging on our tree. It's not a tree topper. It's something like that kind of goes on the door. Wooden
ornament type thing.
Yeah, it says Fragile. I don't know. I could quote that movie for the next 30 minutes. It's a great movie.
Are you, if we give the little a BB gun for Christmas, are you going to go, you're going to shoot your eye out?
I'm going to shoot his eye out.
No, you're not.
We're not giving him a BB gun.
No, he wants one.
He's too violent. Yes. All right. And my number one, or your number one?
Are going to be the same. Die Hard 1.
Die Hard 1. And again, big debate on whether or not it's a Christmas movie.
It's a Christmas movie.
The movie is, what's that song, that rap song they played at the beginning?
Christmas in Hollis.
Christmas in Hollis is the first song you hear in a movie.
They're also playing a Christmas song when Carl, gosh, he played Carl in Family Matters.
Al. Al's humming.
Something, a Christmas song when he buys his wife donuts or whatever.
Yeah.
Walking in a winter wonderland. No. Oh, Let It Snow.
Let It Snow, yeah. Yeah, he's humming Let It Snow. At one point, Hans said it's Christmas. It's the time of miracles. And, of course, there's Ho, Ho, Ho. Now I have a machine gun.
Well, the thing of
and
it
the
is...
And the movie ends with Let It Snow. I mean, I could go on and on, but the debate over whether Die Hard is a Christmas movie is a stupid debate. I don't like to say stupid,
They're having a Christmas party. There's Christmas music.
I don't know that they actually call it a Christmas party in the movie. Company, we used to call it a Christmas party.
Maybe it's a holiday party.
Well, now that it's since been changed to the end of the year celebration.
Well, it takes place around Christmas. But he saves the day, and all the bear bonds fly out the window as Christmas gifts to people. It's a Christmas movie.
There is a Christmas tree in the movie, in the room we're having a party, and every time I watch this movie, I forget to do it. Toward the end of the movie, when they blow the roof and everybody's running down steps, you see the Christmas tree fall over. Every single time I watch that movie, I try to find a Christmas tree, you know, before the climax. And I always forget to pay attention, but there's definitely a Christmas tree in there because it falls over when the roof is blown.
Well, it hasn't been that long since we watched it. Okay, it's my favorite Christmas movie so much. Well, I like John McClane. Well, Bruce Willis. I like John McClane's character so much that our oldest kid's middle name is McClane.
But sometimes we call him Holly.
But going back to the little meme that I saw about Kevin and Home Alone, he said he's just the child version of John McClane.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because of his hijinks and him saving the day and having to be the Lone Ranger saving the day.
Huh. I like that.
Your honorable mentions.
Yeah, did you have anything on your list that make a top 10?
What do you mean?
Did you have any extras?
I had some honorable mentions.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you want me to do them all, or do you want to do...
I can do mine first so you can kind of see what I got.
Okay.
So, like I said, I was putting my list together, and I had more than 10. So, ones that I was considering but didn't make the list, Lethal Weapon 1, again, a debatable movie. It does happen at Christmas. I want to say he says, ho, 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 Merry Christmas in the movie.
I don't know.
Mel Gibson does.
In a while.
Home Alone, I was wondering what that little two was. Home Alone 1, I mean, Lead the Weapon 1, Home Alone 2 was a possibility. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the animated version when I was a kid. Remember I said I liked stuff just because of nostalgia? That's a really old movie. I grew up watching it every year. It'd come on, whatever. I don't know, back then it was like probably Fox 22. But
well, it still comes on CBS, I think. Yeah. But our kid just about disowned me the other day when I told him I didn't like Rudolph.
I love Rudolph. It didn't make my top 10.
They bully him.
It's a story. The Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
Oh, I hate Tim Allen.
That movie didn't make the list because of his aggravating ass son in that movie. Now, I don't mean to go on a rant here. If you love that kid, you love that kid.
I don't know that I've ever seen the Santa Claus all the way through.
The kid is obnoxious. He ruins the movie for me. I like Tim Allen. I used to love Tim Allen. I didn't fall out with him or nothing, but it's been degraded to like.
I never watched a Tool Time
Home Show. Improvement?
Yes.
No, I like Tim Allen a lot. Christmas Chronicles, not the second one, the first one.
What was wrong with the second one?
It just didn't bring as much joy. I don't know. The first one was really good. The second one seemed like, it's kind of like Hangover to me. It seemed like they were trying to, you know, cash in on that same magic they had with the first one. And
I didn't ever see the second Hangover, I don't think.
They made three of those. First, you remember you said, how does Home Alone, she leave them at home twice? When Hangover, they have the same exact story three times in a row. They should all go to prison. Mickey's Magical Christmas was honorable mention.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
That's got a lot of the Disney characters in it. It's Goofy's in there, Chip and Dale's in there, and they all have their own. I think it's like they have their own. It's all little short stories, yeah. Charlie Brown Christmas, and again, nostalgia. I watched it a bunch of times.
It's been a really long time since I've seen that.
The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe, okay, was one I was considering.
The one that came on PBS or the actual movie?
The actual movie. I did see the one that came on PBS.
That was my favorite.
Yeah. I don't remember seeing a Christmas tree in there or hearing a Christmas carol, but I believe Father Christmas is in the movie.
I was so mad. We have a wardrobe in our house, and I always was disappointed every time I opened it and I couldn't go to some magical land as a kid.
They almost died there, though.
I know, but I always thought it would be nice to open the wardrobe and be able to step into a fantasy world.
Yeah, a beach. Like a good place where it snows. Snow and winter. What is that? That queen, the ice queen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
White Witch.
The White Witch, yeah. The Muppet Christmas Carol. Again, I watched it a lot when I was a kid. Loved it when I was a kid.
I like the Muppet Babies, but I don't ever think I watched the Muppet Christmas.
I'm sure I would love the Muppet Christmas Carol now, but The Family Stone. That one's there. I don't know if it's as popular. I don't know how it done in theaters. I didn't write down when it came out.
Biggie on Two Guys Named Chris gave it like 8 snowmen.
It's a really, really good movie.
We only seen it in theaters. I don't think I've seen it.
It's a really funny movie. The premise is they get together for Christmas and the family, you know, one of them's gay, one of them's married in. One of them is like dating another one.
One of them brought a new girl home.
Yeah, so there's all this bad chemistry and mixing and getting to know each other.
Diane Keaton and Rachel McAdams.
Who's the guy playing Coach? Poltergeist. He's like.
Yes.
And it's
not Major Dad, it's the other one.
Their last name is Stone, so it's the Family Stone.
Craig.
Yes.
Craig Nelson.
Yes.
I think.
But anyway, they meet up at Christmas. Then toward the end of the movie, they all go their separate ways, and the movie ends with them meeting up the following Christmas. And Friday After Next is my last honorable mention.
Never seen it.
Jamie, I don't think I've seen any of their Friday movies. I don't know if any of
my... They look funny.
I don't know if any of my podcast listeners have seen the Friday movies, but it's it's Friday. It's the first one. Friday is the first one, then it's next Friday, and then, of course, Friday After Next. And Friday After Next takes place at Christmas, and it has a crackhead Santa in there who's breaking into houses.
Is that politically correct?
I don't know. But Craig and Day-Day are trying to take down the crackhead Santa because he stole something from them. And, really hilarious. They were going to make a Last Friday movie called Last Friday, and it was supposed to be a prequel to all of them. And they were going to bring Smokey back. If you know the movies, you know Smokey, Chris Tucker. But Chris Tucker, I think.
Is it Ice Cube? Ice T.
Ice Cube.
Okay. I get them confused.
Ice T is the detective of whatever.
Law and Order.
But yeah, the way I understand, I don't know for sure, but the way I understand, Chris Tucker in the first Friday, you know, he's smoking pot, and he really did smoke pot. And I think he, like, found religion after that, or he wanted to straighten his life up. So, that's why I think they haven't made another one, because he didn't really want to get back into acting like that, you know.
Just replace him. He's replaceable.
Oh, so you can't replace Chris Tucker. What are you talking about? That's Smokey.
We'll replace him with a different actor to play Smokey.
Well, how come we can't replace Vin Diesel with Jim
you
Carrey?
You can. Well, you can't replace him with Jim Carrey, but you can replace him with any other actor.
Nah, you can't replace actors. I'd rather them shut the franchise down, which essentially is what they've done. What's your honorable mentions?
How the Grinch Stole Christmas, like a Jim Carrey. Bad Santa. And A Christmas Story Christmas. But I wanted to mention a book that I read as a child, probably third or fourth grade. It's called The Best Christmas Pageant Ever. And I couldn't find an exact date for the movie. There was one from 1983, and there was a Lifetime from 1991. I have never seen the movie, but I loved the book. I still love the book. So I'm going to mention it on here, even though I've not seen the movie.
And A Christmas Story Christmas is the sequel to A Christmas Movie.
A Christmas Story.
I mean, A Christmas Story, yeah. In A Christmas Story, they're all kids, you know, and in A Christmas Story Christmas, they come back to their town. Yeah. Now they're adults.
It's not the same without the dad. Was the mom in there?
She was, yeah. Okay, I thought so. I don't remember if they changed the actress or not, but she was in the story.
I think they changed the actress. I don't remember the original.
Yeah, it wasn't good. I didn't like it.
I liked seeing the follow-up, but it wasn't the same without the dad.
No.
He made the movie.
Yeah, the dad in The Christmas Story.
And I don't think they had the shenanigans in that one as they did in the first one.
It's a little more serious take, I think, because the dad in this story is passed away, and, you know, he's kind of dealing with Ralphie, I guess, is dealing with his emotions with that.
But I'm glad they didn't replace him.
Yeah.
I'm glad he came back to do the sequel.
And me and Jamie just recently watched a Christmas movie. It's older, but we finally watched it because neither one of us seen it. It's called Love Actually.
I started watching it because most of the movie was familiar to me.
Yeah, Love Actually, who's the actress is in it? Actor?
Hugh Grant. It's got Hans Gruber. Alan Rickman.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of his name. Emma Thompson.
Yeah. And it's
Colin Firth.
It's set at Christmas.
In England.
And it wasn't a bad movie.
It's kind of a romance.
It is.
Kind of. And it's by the same people that done Notting Hill, but it is never going to be as good as Notting Hill.
No.
Ever.
Notting Hill
is in my top 10 movies.
Yeah, it's a good movie. This one here, Love Actually, it was funny. I laughed, but it wasn't bad, by the way. It wasn't a bad movie at all.
I've watched it again. I feel like it didn't tie up loose ends somewhat. Yeah, it just kind of ended.
It seemed like it would have been a good short story, but it didn't. Yeah, it was kind of a little all over the
and
place.
Yeah, well, it followed, I guess it was like, what, five couple? Like, it was it also had Liam Neeson in it.
Yeah.
But it followed several couples and several people who try to find love or find love on Christmas.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to follow each person's story separately. And they're all kind of tied together. Well, not all of them, but some of the stories are tied in.
Oh, and that girl from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Keira Knightley.
Keira Knightley was in it.
I don't remember any of the other, I don't know the, any other ones. But it was, if you don't follow closely, you'll end up being confused, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, if you came in the middle of it, you wouldn't really know what's going on.
Because there's just several different storylines going on.
Yeah, but it was good.
I'd watch it again.
Well, that's all I got.
Mm, me too.
Well, that's the Christmas special 2023. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Don't forget to check out as many of my past episodes as you can stomach. And don't forget to check out Tasting NC, a show we do together where we taste everything that has anything to do with North Carolina. You got anything to add?
Nope. Merry Christmas.
Yep. Happy holidays. New Year. Yeah. And if y'all are traveling, be safe. And I'll talk to you next year. That's how I always end the show with, I'll talk to you next time.
Well, it's next year.
Next time is next year. Y'all be safe.